Do you have a dirty little secret? Welcome to the club.
And you're all invited.
The first rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club is tell everyone about the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
We're handing out memberships free of charge.
Step up to the VIP line and let Dana and Brimstone take you on a weekly ride of secrets and debauchery.
Now buckle up, Buttercup, because things are about to get heated on the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Dirty Little Secrets Club. I'm Dana Pereira.
And this is Brimstone.
Brim, you look like you're in a good old mood today. How you doing?
I'm feeling all right, feeling great, feeling dandy. Let me tell you, I think I forgot to take my medication before I left the house, so I'm a little concerned about that. But other than that, I'm feeling good, feeling all right, and I'm just happy to be seeing your face and, just about to do the show, and I cannot be happier. I'm just happy to be back. You know what I mean?
Last week we had that dirty little secret about the dude that was recording his wife farting and sharing it with coworkers. Somebody commented on our social media that their grandpa used to do that to his grandma because she insisted that she didn't snore. So he brought out the tape recorder because, you know, older days, and recorded her snoring as proof that she was a goddamn freight train in the middle of the night.
Wow. Wow. Listen, that's funny. And you know what? Listen, I'm not going to say that I haven't recorded, you know, Danielle at all, but I'm not letting anybody else hear it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, like, yes. It's a, you know, I have videotaped and audio taped more than enough occasions, and then they're deleted after, you know, but like, so just so you hear what I was dealing with. You know,
Well,
I've done that.
You need proof sometimes because we don't know. If my husband told me that I snored in the middle of the night, I would be like, prove it. I don't believe you.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, okay, bro. I don't see where you're coming from. But okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've had it happen, like if I was sick or something like that, where I would snore so loud that I woke myself up, you know, like when it was like,
That is funny. That is funny. I did last night. I tried doing, you know, I told you about that whole debacle with the whole sleep apnea test that they were trying to do with me. So I had the sleep test that they sent me, for the home test. And I had it on my finger all night. I looked like E.T. Because it was it was like all glowing on my finger. And what do you call it? And this morning it came up inconclusive. So it didn't count. So I have to do it again.
Oh, no. What did it like? You need to duct tape that bitch onto your finger and make sure it doesn't move in the middle of the night.
I don't know if it moved or what happened. All I know is that it was on, and my finger was feeling as though it was going to sleep. So, you know what I mean? I didn't like that feeling. So but it wasn't on super tight, because when it was on tighter, it was bothering me more. So I don't know, but who knows?
That would honestly be distracting for me. Like, I wouldn't be able to sleep because that was on my finger. Like, that would be very distracting for me.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
It was pretty distracting. You know, I was trying to be like here and it was a little like bizarre. But again, it's fine. You know what I'm saying? It's fine.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
I'll do it again, and there it goes. You know, it'll be fine. I'll be fine. Yeah. Be fine. Meanwhile, I've got my appearance out in Texas coming up April 15th and 16th, or is it 14th and 15th? I'll clarify that in just a moment. What do you call it? Where I'll be in Texas doing a quick appearance, 14th and 15th in Bastrop, Texas. So any of our fans out in Bastrop, Texas, or in the surrounding area, come hang out. I'll be at the Texas gas station, which is going to be a lot of fun. Good times, barbecue, vendors, going to be signing all day for 2 days, and it's literally at the location where they filmed the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So what do you call it? So it's that's the gas station.
Yeah, so you better have eyes in the back of your head just in case.
Don't remind me. I'm concerned.
Hey, at least you're not like a hot 19-year-old girl, because then you would be way more likely to be murdered.
This is true. But I am kind of insulted that you didn't call me a hot 19-year-old girl. I mean, this is the 2000s.
I think that you should be more insulted if I called you a hot 19-year-old girl.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll decide which pronouns I'm going to use later today. We'll figure it out. Whichever benefits me most of the time, that's
just
what I'm going to go with.
Don't use them in Texas, okay? Because then you will get murdered.
I know. Same thing. I was in Texas. When I was in Tennessee, I was like, I can't make any jokes like that here. I can't joke around. Even though everybody that I was with on set was mad cool. I'm just saying. Anyways, so you're ready to get started here, or?
We have a great batch of secrets this week. I am ready.
You are. I see the smile on your face, which means there's something devious going on in here. Yeah. I have not looked at them, but I can almost imagine that I'm going to get stuck with the really, really effed up ones. That's all I know is when you had that little
milder than our typical. Maybe I'm forgetting something. I don't know. Maybe my subconscious is like, fuck you, bitch. There's something devious in here.
when you say it's a good batch of stuff, and then your face gets that little grin where the cheeks go up just a little bit, I'm like, all right, Dana's got something in store for me. I'm going to be reading something about something messed up.
Nah, this is a good batch that doesn't make anyone cringe with shit. Because, you know, we get a lot of shit secrets. I don't think we have any shit secrets.
No poop today.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. Because I don't want to have to mess with any poop today. I messed with it enough yesterday. That's
did you get
a long
your hands dirty yesterday?
That's a long story. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just messing around. I just wanted to see if I could get a rise out of anybody real quick. But anyway, so should I start? Am I going on the first one?
You're first.
Okay. So this writer says, my oldest son is 32 years old and still living at home. I finally had enough and decided that I'm going to make his life miserable until he gets his own place, making him do annoying house projects, pay an obscene amount of rent, curfew, the works. Now I just have to get my wife to stop cooking for him and babying him, and he might stand a chance of becoming an actual contributing adult to society. Wow. Wow. Okay. Let me tell you something. I my son still lives at home. Mm. I mean, given he's only 21, he's not 32. But I would not care as long as he's doing, you know what I mean, his own thing. Like by 32, I'd like to think that he'll be, you know, with somebody and moved out, or, you know,
right,
like doing something. But wow, like seriously.
I mean, who knows? At 32, you might be like, all right, did my due diligence. You are a grown ass, full ass adult now, like time for you to go. However, I'm kind of like you. I'm like, if I had enough land, I'd be building houses on it so my kids could just be near me all the time.
Right. Right. What do you call it? At the end of the day, what do you call it? My whole thing is as long as you're doing something constructive and you're going to school, you're working, whatever it is, and you're not being a complete shit, then, you know, I don't mind you staying here and, you know, and living here. Again, all my kids do contribute and they try to take care of things or whatever. You know, sometimes they're a little irresponsible, but you know what I mean? They are still young, to be completely honest. Mm-hmm. But in my 20s, when I was early 20s, I was already out on my own in an apartment. In my late 20s, I had come home and had been back home with my mother briefly while I was getting back on my feet after going through the divorce mm-hmm. with my ex. Right. And I was only there for maybe a year, if that, maybe it was 9 months, you know what I mean? Until I was able to get out and do something, you know, get into the other, a new place. But I mean, at the end of the day, like in the 30s, you know, I don't know. But nowadays it seems like that is not really taboo anymore.
Well, because it's expensive to exist in America at all. And so a lot of families are doing the whole generational thing again, where you have grandma and grandpa and then the parents and then the kids living under the same roof just because it's cost effective. You know, like it's
right.
hard to live on your own nowadays. However, if this dude's son or, well, he said wife. So, yeah, I'm assuming dude. If this dude's son is like, I'm sitting in the basement jerking off, eating Cheetos and playing video games all day, then yeah, I get it. I understand your want and need to get him the fuck out of the house.
I've got an orange wiener.
Yeah.
I look like somebody we know of well. Oh, Cheetos on my fingers and my penis. Okay, fair enough.
Then I would get it. Then I would understand. Like, okay, you need to do some like extreme things to get him to take care of himself, because they should be self-sufficient. That is our goal, is to raise our children to be self-sufficient.
Right.
Although you can still be self-sufficient and live under the same roof with, you know, your family.
Right. And that's what it comes down to. I mean, right now, you know, Dylan is competing in that competition. He's going to school. So he made sure to let all of his teachers know what was going on. So this way they know he's competing for 15 grand. You know what I mean?
And, yeah.
And then some. So, you know, and we don't know how far he's going to go, or if he's gone far at all, or if he's going to continue. We know he's got to be back June 2nd and 3rd, but we don't know. I can't let anybody
grand,
know.
You don't. He can't live on his own with 15 grand. He could fucking take a piss and 15 grand is gone, you know?
Pretty much. But my point is at least, he's, you know, he's competing for 15 grand, a lot of money. And you know what I'm saying? And if that helps him kick off a whole new world of doing competition grilling.
Totally.
They make a ton of cash.
Yeah.
A ton of cash when they do that stuff. So, you know what I mean? And endorsements and so forth. So that's a good start for all that. On top of he's graduating in May. You know what I mean? So he's graduating.
Self-sufficient adult. Good job, Brim.
That's it. You know, my daughter.
Applause.
My daughter, right out of school, was teaching out upstate. You know, mm-hmm. She right out of school, she got a job teaching right out of school. So you know, like, good. You know, I wish she wasn't that far away, but you know, at least self-sufficient. You're good. That's it. You know, of course, they all jump on dad's teat every once in a while for something. You know, or they're put it this way. Usually they'll ask mom, so they call Danielle, and especially my daughter, and she'll call Danielle and she'll be like, mommy, blah 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 blah. And then Danielle's like, okay, what do you want or whatever? But then when she knows Danielle's gonna say no, that's when she calls me and she's like, Daddy, and I'm like, what do you want? I'm like, what do you want? You know what I mean? Because you don't call me for anything other than asking for money.
Uh-huh.
What do you want, and what do you want it for? I don't want anything.
That, you know what? I just recently had some videos converted of my dad, and I'm on some of them. And one of the videos, he was like starting to record, and I don't remember what I said, but I was like, Daddy, can I not? Or can you know, like something, but I said Daddy, and I was like, oh my God, that like hit me right in the feels, because I was probably 16, 17 in this video. And he was still like, you know, like he was my daddy. It made me happy. It made me happy cry, because I was like, oh, I miss that.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I could bring the show down, Dana.
I could just picture that. No, that's a good memory. That's not bringing the show down. That's a good memory. No, I like that. I like that's a positive thing. What do you call it? You know, I miss my mother every day. You know what I mean? So what do you call it? Did I tell you while we were in Tennessee, and you'll appreciate this because you've got that the same type of thought pattern with little things and little nuances that remind you of, or that, you know, is supposed to be that such and such a person.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So right outside the window of the hotel one morning while I was waiting for, you know, for everything to happen and go to set, There were three cardinals outside. Three cardinals. I'm assuming it was my mother and my grandparents. What do you call it, watching over Dylan and I? And then what do you call it? I think I told you before that the ladybug, a regular ladybug, represents my mother, and a gold ladybug represents my grandfather. And what do you call it? We were on set, and we were in the green room, and we were about to do, the next day was going to be the big day where Dylan had one of his cooks, right? And one of the big judges and the host of the show walks in, and he turns around, and on his back, I said, "Dylan, is that a ladybug on his jacket?" He walks over, and this is inside, you know, like he goes, he takes the ladybug off his jacket, and the ladybug literally stayed in his hand for about 6-7 minutes. And then I took it off, and then it stayed on my hand for a few minutes also. And then it flew away, but it still hung around.
Yeah.
Crazy, right? Isn't that crazy?
I love it.
So good omen. So we only have good thoughts for what's happening on
that
show. Hopefully you guys will pay attention and watch. You know I gotta plug it, Dana. You know I gotta plug it.
Plug away.
And
plug that like you're pegging someone.
Yo, what do you call it?
I'm gonna peg you with this show.
We got no pegging. What do you call it? But speaking about funny things, you have your show coming up real soon. Everybody needs to get down to the comedy show in San Diego.
Yeah,
let everybody know about it quick.
Mic Drop Comedy. I'm so excited about it. You know what? I've actually had a few people reach out from Twitter and Instagram and say like, "Hey, I'm going to come to your show," which I think is so cool. So I'm excited because it's a bunch of people that I've never met before, but I know through social media. So very excited about it.
That's awesome. And fans are a wonderful thing. Okay. So next one up, let's
no
go to
pressure,
the next
Dana.
One. No pressure, Dana. Not like I'm going to be trying to watch it via, you know, video somewhere. I'm going to be like, "Joe, you need to live stream this to me." He's good. Listen, I'm going to see it whether you like it or not. I know. And I'm
going to
laugh.
I plan on recording it anyways, so.
I'm going to laugh, and I'm going to be like, "This bitch better not talk smack about me during her skit." Yeah. I'm just kidding. And this asshole's falling asleep at the microphone. Anyway.
I mean, you are a wealth of content, okay?
I am sure I am. However, not as much of a wealth of content as Joe and the kids are.
True story.
All the men in your life are a wealth of content.
Yeah. Life itself is a wealth of content.
For better or worse. There it is. For better or worse. All right. You're on, darling. You're on.
Okay. Our next secret is, my boyfriend has an identical twin, and I can't help being super attracted to him, too. I often fantasize about what it would be like to swap them out or have them both at the same time.
I'm sorry. That's pretty effed up. I'm sorry. I find that so effed up. Like, you know, if you're dating a twin or a triplet or something like that, like, I don't know, man. If I was the twin or the triplet, I'd always be worried about that personally.
I wonder if there's any identical twins out there, let us know if it ever worries you when you're dating somebody that person might also be attracted to your twin. Because that is a curious circumstance that not a lot of people end up in. I did know two twins, identical twins, whenever I was growing up, but there was still like enough of a difference between the two of them, like personality and everything else, that I was attracted to one and not the other. So I didn't have that exact experience, but.
I know twins who have purposely swapped on people before, like they were just casual with people or they weren't serious about it. And they purposely swapped and the girls never knew, you know what I mean? Or the guys never knew from the other situations. Like, so I'm sorry. Listen, it's just, if you're with somebody and you're in a serious relationship with them, then, you know, how could you be, you know, feeling some kind of way about, especially a sibling of theirs? That's kind of messed up. There was a girl that, you know, that had been interested in a lot of people in my family. And let's just say that was really nasty. You know what I'm saying?
I remember you telling us about that before, but I wonder if it's like, maybe she doesn't want him emotionally, like as a, you know, boyfriend or whatever, but the fantasy, I mean, people have fantasies about a lot of different things. Fantasizing about both of them at the same time. I mean, if you can fantasize about a guy and another guy that isn't his brother, you know, or identical twin, then I don't know. I guess it's not that far of a leap for me for her to be like, I fantasize about having both of the twins at the same time. A guy would fantasize about having twin women at the same time.
I didn't say that that was right either. I'm just saying, in general,
that it's more common. Like a dude it's common. Do that,
yeah,
and people are
is.
More accepting of it.
It is. Listen, I'm not. Look, you feel however you want to feel, young lady. Not you. I'm talking about this person. Your young lady,
like,
too.
Thank you for permission.
You feel however you want. Like, I'm not trying to say you shouldn't feel that way. I just think that it's kind of messed up. Look, I get it. I guess I get it. Especially if they spit an image of each other. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, it comes down to like one of the things that we've spoken about on Grindhouse Radio before. Anybody who cross pollinates might have heard it. We'll always talk about like if you could have a clone of yourself, uh-huh. right? My biggest thing about if I had a clone of myself would be like, stay away from my woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like that would be my big thing, like, no, you know, like, well, if you're doing this, but obviously,
you can
if it's
do the dishes,
you
can't do my woman,
right? But the clone's not necessarily going to listen, and she's not going to necessarily know that it's me or the clone, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
you'll have to tattoo that, like a one on you,
right? Like the whole thing with the what do you call the two of us coexisting like that. I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that. You know, and I'm not that. So being, if you're a twin, you know what I mean? Or if you're a triplet, you know, or quadruple, whatever the hell, you know, I mean, cause they're like, I gotta believe that that's going through their heads often. You know what I mean? Like, well, you know, like, and how does that make you feel? Like, cause you're not unique because they have a feeling that, well, if you don't work out, I can go to your sister. You know what I mean? Or you don't work out, I can go to your brother.
I could see how there would be a certain insecurity in having somebody out there that looks exactly like you. Yeah. I mean, I've obviously don't have a twin, so I don't know the feeling or if that's accurate or not. But damn, I could see it how I might be like, ooh, dislike that feeling.
Yeah. All right. So do you have anything else to say about this twinning thing?
Nope. Let's go to the next one.
All right. Here we go. This writer said, had a girl I really loved break up with me because we were young and she didn't want us to regret not dating around if we ended up with each other. A few days later, I saw her Tinder profile. So I made up a bunch of profiles that she would match with. Every single date she made with a no-show or a creep. Every date she made was with a no-show or a creep. She called me a few weeks later, and we've been together ever since. Wow. Wow.
Is that like, I mean, remember when we were trying to figure out what reverse catfishing was? Is that reverse catfishing? I don't know.
Wow. That's something. I don't know about I don't know about catfishing or what. All I know is
manipulative. It's, we could go down the list of the things that it is, but is it reverse catfishing?
You know what's even what? Okay, I don't know what's worse: the fact that he did that, or the fact that she went straight to Tinder. That's what I would like. Like a Tinder is, I don't care what you say. Tinder is a go F me app. You know what I mean? And that is what people use Tinder for. Every person that I know that uses Tinder or has used Tinder, male or female, that's what they're looking for. So what do you call it? At the end of the day, that's not a dating app. So I, like, she went straight to Tinder. Was she trying to get her, you know, soil
Tinder
her oats?
Love stories. They have, like, Tinder dates that they do. I think you are generalizing, sir. I think that maybe the people you know want to fuck, but not all the people are looking to fuck.
Anything that you have to swipe left or right on, based on their looks, okay, is something that you're just trying to get your rocks off. I'm sorry. That's
or
the way it is.
Just looking for like you want to make sure that you're attracted to the person.
Dana.
Your face Dana. Is very big right now.
Every single person that I know that has ever gone on there has gone on for one reason and one reason only.
Well,
and
you know what? I'll give you that. You did put in that disclosure that I know. So we're leaving out the people that you don't know. So
we will leave them out. And this right here saying, oh, well, we're in love, but I went on a Tinder dates. I'm looking for Tinder profile. Come on, man. There's what are they called? Many fish in the sea
Plenty of fish.
I don't understand why anybody would go online out to a dating service to meet somebody to begin with. But you know what I mean? That being said, you know, listen, it is what it is. But you know, Tinder is Tinder for a reason. It's like saying, oh, they're going on Grindr just because they want to meet somebody nice.
Well, they might be. I don't know why the fuck they're going on Grindr. They want to meet a nice dick, okay?
They're going on Grindr for this. The name alone says it.
They're looking for a nice dick.
There we go. There we go. Oh yeah, yeah. No. Well, listen. I think that to go back to this little thing here. I think that's really effed up that he spent the time building up all these fake ass profiles and matched with her. I think it's funny that they all matched with her.
Well, when you know somebody, you can pretty much put the stuff in there that's going to make them match.
What about people that she matched with that he didn't know about, though?
Uh-huh.
She could have went and got her, her groove on without him even knowing about it.
Could have, for sure.
I don't know. We'll see.
For sure. Did you ever feel that way whenever you were younger, though, like dating somebody long-term and think, like, I'm afraid that if we don't go sow our wild oats, that we'll regret it in the future and it'll be a problem for us? Did you ever feel that way?
No, because I soiled my oats when I was younger.
Yeah, I never.
To be honest with you,
either.
To be honest with you, and I mean, what do you call it? You know, no, like I, you know, when I got with, you know, especially with Danielle, I was like, all right, that's what I want. You know,
yeah.
I didn't think twice. You know, and with my ex, I didn't think about it. You know what I mean? And until later on, and you know what I mean. But that was a different animal. But you know, again. Right. Because I was crazy when I was younger and maybe a little too crazy, and I shouldn't have been as crazy as I was. But, you know, at the end of the day, what do you call it? No, I never thought of that. Because yeah. The people when I was in the relationships I was in, you know, I was committed, and I, you know, that was that, you know.
Yeah.
So that's that. So, but, and you said you were the same thing?
Yeah, I never really had that feeling. Like, I was one to fall hard, like fall hard. And so I was always like, it's you forever. And then they would break my heart. And then I would be like, I was just kidding. It's you forever. And then they would break my heart. You know, I think they say you go through, what, 7 heartbreaks before you find the one that you're supposed to be with? I think average speaking, generalization.
Yeah.
Average, I think, is 7 heartbreaks.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, you always... Yeah, there's always, you know, I guess the couple of people along the way, I'm sure. But never did I think, oh, well, I would regret not being with other people, you know, like, yeah. You know, so you build and you grow together and you learn together. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just me. Maybe I'm old fashioned.
We are heart to heart here on the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
Yeah, we are so heart to heart. Oh, yeah, no, I don't know, man. Don't tempt me, Dana. Don't tempt me. You know, anyways, I got the name of the Tinder profile. No, I'm just kidding. Wow. It's like saying, listen, putting your name on Tinder is like putting your name on a bathroom wall. You know what I mean? That's the
call
same
for a good time.
Yeah, that's, in my opinion, that's all the whole thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's that's my opinion.
I wonder
I
if anybody ever called a number on a bathroom wall and had a good time with that person.
I'll neither confirm nor deny that. Ooh. I know anything about any of those things.
Okay.
Not me personally, but people, mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen it. And yeah, Very interesting. Yeah, for a
And
good
they had
time
a good
call.
time. All
Oh, yeah.
right.
Oh,
For
yeah.
them.
I don't know what they did, but they had a good time.
All right. I like it. I'm here for it.
It's well, look, it's like when we were talking about the glory hole thing. Well, how do they know about the damn glory hole?
Oh,
I don't
shit.
know.
I forgot to put the glory hole one on there. All right, I'll do it next week.
There's a glory. We got a glory hole one?
Yeah, don't you remember a couple of weeks ago? I was like, oh, we got somebody emailed in about a glory hole. And then I forgot for probably 2 weeks to put it on there. We have a glory hole that I swore I was going to put on. Totally forgot about it. I'll do it next week.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Those are funny. I always enjoy those. Those are a little funny. All right. Well, listen, I'm glad that you're with this lady now. I think that you kind of swayed her into it by doing that. That's kind of effed up. Yeah, that's a little scammy. But, you know, again, it is what it is. You know, it is what it is. What am I going to say?
Well, hopefully you're both happy. Hopefully the scam worked out in everybody's favor.
That's it. You know, hopefully that's the case. But, well, you know, I guess write us in. Let us know.
Yeah.
Well, it says we've been together ever since. But was this like, you know, a couple months ago? Is this like a couple years?
Yeah, there's no context here, so.
Yeah, I hate when that happens, you know?
Well, I mean, we got to give them a little credit. It's a lot to write in. And if you have a big, long email that you're sending in, probably not going to read it.
You're an asshole. You're an asshole.
It's
probably
gotta,
not going to read
short
it.
Short and sweet. Like we got to like zip through some of these. So
short and sweet, but put footnotes underneath.
Yeah. Yeah. We need a little detail though. Short and sweet with some detail.
That's it. That's it. Oh my goodness.
We need
goodness.
The veins and the short and sweet penis. Okay.
Dude, you like that video I sent you, by the way? You know exactly which one I'm talking about?
No.
With the ruler.
Oh yes. Yes. Yeah,
this is 12 inches. And nobody doing nothing with 12 inches. You got about this much.
Face.
Yeah. This is about all that we're working with, ladies. I don't care what you maybe this much. That's all. That's it. That's all you need. That's
she
hilarious.
Was right. She was right. That video hit. I was like, yes, girl, tell him, preach. Like it was all accurate.
Do you even know how big 12 inches is?
Yeah.
12 inches.
Let
me show you how big 12 inches is. No, all you need is this. This is it. I don't even remember how much she had. So this is good. It's adequate. It's wonderful. That's all you need.
Yeah.
It's like, oh boy, I wish I could hit that number. I'm just kidding.
So close. So close. 20
so
more
close.
Pounds. 24 pounds.
I lost 15 and then I went and I weighed myself last night. And it looked like I might have gained 5 back, but then again, I hadn't pooped yet. I just
weigh
ate.
Yourself in the morning.
So I have to weigh myself in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to weigh myself in the morning. And all I've had today now is that little thing that I had when we got on, and my second cup of coffee and a little bit of water. I had to stay hydrated.
Poop. Great.
Yes. And then I got to poop it all out, and it'll be a wonderful thing.
And then give yourself, then weigh yourself before and after, you know?
I know, right? Always before, always after you poop. I could go. I could do like a 15-pound poop with my eyes closed. You know,
yeah.
With my eyes closed. You know.
Look at you making us liars. I said there was no poop stories in this one, and here we go.
Yep. All right. So you're next. You got the last one.
All right.
Last licks, baby. Last licks.
It says, I don't get a lot of time to myself, but when I do, it's usually to go to the gym for a class. My husband thinks that's my free time. Occasionally, I'll make up a Pilates class to get out of the house and then treat myself to lunch or to a little shopping. If that's the only free time I get, I have to sometimes tell a little white lie to enjoy it.
All right. Listen, that's okay. You shouldn't have to lie. You should be like, listen, I'm going out to do a little shopping. Or,
yeah.
You know, like I don't see why that has to be secret. Like I told Daniel plenty, go out, go get your nails done, or go to the hair salon, or go shopping. Like that's fine.
It's
you know,
interesting what people consider free time, though. Like I remember whenever the boys had baseball games, and I would leave the babies at home with Joe to go watch my kids play baseball. But for some reason, Joe thought that was like free time in my head. And I was like, what? This is not free time. This is me momming still.
Right. Because it's not free time. Then you have to sit in kibitz with the other ladies that are there. Uh-huh. If you talk to the other ladies or guys that are there. And then you have to watch what's going on and you have to pay attention because if little Chucky needs to get, you know, cheered, yay, go, son, uh-huh. go. You know what I mean? And then, you know, most of the time, you know, the moms are the ones that are responsible to bring either the snacks or the uh-huh. water or whatever. So now you're having to go run and do that. Oh, and then God forbid, forget about it. If you have a birthday party you got to go to, then you got to run to the store, get a last minute gift because you didn't find out because the other parents didn't think to bother to tell anybody about it other than like 2-3 days before you're supposed to do it. You know what I mean? And obviously you wait until last minute because you got other things going on throughout the week.
Yeah,
I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Not free time. It. Watching your no kids play sports is not free time. No. Going to the gym for your health, not free time. That no. is, you are doing that for a purpose. Free time should be the time that you take to recharge yourself. And if that is going to the gym for you, then great. I get it. That can be your free time. But right. for most people, I think going to the gym is like something that you force yourself to do because you're trying to be a healthier version of yourself rather right. than I'm doing this because I love it so much and it feels good and recharges me.
Right. I agree. Wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah.
Wholeheartedly agree. I mean, listen, there's not much more I could really say about that. I think that's fantastic. You know, yeah. I don't think that you need to let anybody, I don't think you should need to tell a white lie about it. I don't think you should have to be like, listen, I'm going into a Pilates class or whatever. And,
yeah.
you know, and then go somewhere else. Like if you want to go out and go shopping, you know, or go out and get a cup of coffee, then go out and get a cup of coffee and tell yeah. them that. Tell
well,
them.
It depends on the person though. There are some people that, you know, don't open their minds enough to agree with what you're saying or think like, what are you talking about? Going to the gym is your free time or, you know, like depends on how he receives that information on whether or not she has to tell a white lie about it, I guess. Or she could just be like, yo, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you right now that I deserve free time and I am taking my free time.
I think that's fair enough. I do. I mean, yeah, I agree. 100%. What do you call it? Is that all we have for this week?
That's it. That it feels like it was quick, but I don't think that it was.
No, it yeah. wasn't. We
zipped
went
right through, but
wow, that's pretty crazy. Well, listen, when they're not real scandalous, uh-huh. we don't really go on for too long. They're not too scandalous. I'm sure when we get to the glory hole, that'll be scandalous, and we'll talk about it
can't
for an
wait.
Hour.
Yeah, next you know, week, it's coming.
That'll be a whole show and a half. Oh, my
Buckle
Lord.
Buckle up, folks.
Buckle up. It's about to get crazy.
We're taking you for a ride on the glory hole.
Anyway, so that's about all the time we have.
We need to get you out for meds.
I need to get me out to go get my meds. What do you call it? Listen, that's about all the time we have in the Dirty Little Secrets Club. We appreciate you. We thank you so much for tuning in every single week. Dana, what's the one rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club?
It's the first rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club is to tell everyone about the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
You darn tootin', rate, review, subscribe, and we will see you again next week. Think we want something from you, you got another thing coming.